Welcome to another edition of the Off-Season Report, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmuck. We're joined by Paul Dottino, part one of our special draft review. Today we're going to talk about the Giants' first-round pick, Justin Pugh, a junior guard out of Syracuse, also plays tackle. That's where the Giants hope to plug him in on that right side.
Yeah, you know, John, it's funny. When the Giants picked him up the other night, the first thing I thought about was, well, it's been way back when, since 1999, when they drafted Luke Pettigrew out of Notre Dame, that they had taken a first-round offensive tackle. But this guy really not only did well in terms of their grading, because he's a steady, consistent, smart player, he also fits a need.
No doubt about it. And we mentioned he can play guard, he can play tackle. Yep. Jerry Reese also thinks he can play center, almost in that David Deal type of mode where you can plug this guy in anywhere you want down the road. His versatility was a huge reason they picked him.
Well, there's no question. A very smart, heady player, aggressive, does everything you want to do in terms of him being a coach's player. You know, he's a workaholic and a real blue-collar guy. And obviously Syracuse, you know, the Tom Coughlin connection, not a bad deal there either, John. But really what it comes down to is, if you're going to, I don't want to say if you're going to miss, but let's just say for whatever reason, he doesn't turn out to be a long-term right tackle. As you said, he could always be moved to guard or he could always be moved to center. You always have a little bit of a safety cushion when you draft a tackle because they can usually move in. Centers can't move out the tackle and guards can't move out the tackle. There really is no a safety net if you make a miss.
Now, generally, according to draft experts, he had a late first, early second round grade on him. And a lot of the reasons was because of these 32-inch arms that a lot of people are really freaking out about now. But Jerry Reese said it in his press conference. They looked at the tape, and those 32-inch arms didn't affect his play, which was still excellent.
No, and I watched a lot of the cut-ups myself, John, and what I saw was he's got a very quick punch. You see, shorter arms come into play when the defensive player who has really long arms gets them on you, locks up, and then he's able to control you with his will. Well, the good news here about Pugh is that he has got good balance, he squares up, and he's very, very quick with his arms and his punch. So he doesn't necessarily give up that advantage to the defensive player.
All right, finally, Paul, how do you break down now the Giants' offensive line here heading into OTAs and minicamp? They have a bunch of guys that are going to compete. How many jobs are up for grabs? Are we looking at a guard and a tackle position that there's going to be competition for? How do you see this whole thing breaking down with Deal, Brewer, Pugh, and even Kevin Booth? I throw him into the mix.
Well, you know, I do think that Kevin Booth re-signed here to be a starter. He got a one-year contract to return to the Giants. They wanted him. He wanted them. So I don't think you touch him or Will Beattie at left tackle, obviously, who's got the big contract as well.
Or Snead or David Boss, for that matter.
Snead and Boss are fine. So you just got to look at that right tackle spot where clearly between Brewer, Deal, and your rookie now, you've got competition, which is always supposed to make people better. But I would say because Pugh's a first-round pick and because he seems to be kind of pro-ready already, you got to give him the inside track. If he's not starting in week one, I got a feeling he'll be starting very, very soon thereafter.
Paul, appreciate the time as always.
You got it, John.
Stay tuned for part two and three of our draft review coming up later in the week right here on Giants.com.